proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I want to share with you the first part of a two-part program on the subject of waiting for the appearing of Messiah. This is taken from an article written by Brother Howard Rothenberg, who serves with IBJM, and this was featured in our quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. Now, if you'd like to obtain your copy of The Everlasting Nation magazine, I invite you to go to ibjm.org for more information. Now, with that in mind, let's begin our discussion on waiting for the appearing of Messiah. Many times, Jesus made it clear to his disciples that he would set up the kingdom only after suffering a terrible death under the Romans. Mark's Gospel records, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed after 3 days rise again." Stunned by this unexpected outcome for his master's ministry, Peter began to rebuke him. Jesus sharply responded, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." This is found in Mark 8, verses 31 through 33. Later on, Peter, James, and John received a glimpse of the coming of Jesus to set up his kingdom. It says in Matthew 16, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he shall reward every man according to his works." During the spectacular transfiguration, the disciples recognized Elijah the prophet. This prompted them to ask Jesus, "Why say the scribes that Elijah must first come?" And he answered and told them, "Elijah verily cometh first," according to Malachi 4:5, "and restoreth all things." Yet, he adds, "And how is written of the Son of Man, that he must suffer many things and be set at naught?" Sometime later, Jesus repeats the same set of events that will happen to him. It says in Mark 9, verse 32, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." And their perplexity continued. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. After Jesus rose from the tomb on the third day, he spent 40 days teaching about the kingdom. The issue of the immediate setting up of the kingdom was raised by his disciples. They asked him, in Acts chapter 1, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" The disciples were confused about the timing of the kingdom, but now had a clear, definite faith in the gospel message Jesus preached to them on so many occasions. John the Apostle, in his gospel, records Jesus making a stinging observation to the Jewish people that exposes the real issue, not whether Messiah comes once or twice. It says in John 5, verses 45 through 47, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father, for there's one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?" Throughout his gospel, John the Apostle stresses the single principle related to Moses and Jesus. It says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." The contrast and comparison between Moses and Jesus begins when Jesus is revealed to God by John the Baptist, his forerunner, which says in John 1, verse 29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Moses wrote about the Passover lamb and how the blood of the lamb provided redemption for Israel and for their firstborn sons. Jesus, as the Messiah, was fulfilling that redemption, removing sin forever by his death on the cross as the real Passover lamb. For that, we can be eternally grateful and be eternally thankful as well. Now, truly, the children of Israel anticipated the coming of their promised Messiah. Their hope of deliverer came, though, in an unexpected way. While they were looking for a deliverer from Rome, yet Jesus came to deliver them from the very bondage of sin that easily besets us. Yet, the scriptures clearly foretold the coming of Jesus as the Messiah. So I want you to join us next time as we conclude our discussion on waiting for the coming of the Messiah. Again, this was an article featured in the Everlasting Nation magazine, and I invite you to join us again as we talk more about this. And if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, you can simply visit us at ibjm.org. Also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.